This is FSU Headlines. I'm Molly Smith, sitting in for Tom Block. In the Western world, it's issues of the heart that remain the leading cause of death.
The typical problem with heart patients is they have a blocked coronary artery.
Florida State University College of Medicine researcher Michael Blaber takes us in his lab on the Florida State campus where he's working on developing new pathways toward treating the problem.
The traditional approach is to do a bypass operation or to do something called balloon angioplasty. And this is where they go up to the blockage and they try and basically push their way through the blockage.
While these solutions have worked for many patients, there's a subsect who have advanced no-option heart disease. They cannot be treated through traditional approaches. In most cases, they're sent home with a predicted life expectancy that, no matter how it's phrased, sounds like a death sentence.
A new approach has been to inject a human protein that causes blood vessels to grow and to inject the heart with this protein. And the body, in a sense, does its own bypass operation. It grows new blood vessels in.
It may sound like something out of an X-Men comic book, but these injections have been tested before in Germany, and all the patients with the no-option heart disease are still alive. But the injections are expensive and prone to some serious side effects.
Where we come in is technically the protein that's used has some properties that make it very difficult to work with. So what we've been working on is to make mutants of the protein that improve its properties for this application.
These mutant forms of human protein,
it's a slightly different version,
have been shown to help the human body grow blood vessels to restore blood flow in damaged areas of the heart.
Proteins are made up of amino acids, and there's a certain sequence of amino acids, and that determines which protein it is. You can change amino acids, and that will be called a mutant protein.
Here in the lab, about 10 people work with Blaber.
The achievements that we've been able to make are due to the hard work of graduate students and postdocs in the laboratory.
They're looking at these proteins via state-of-the-art computers. They're able to mimic what's already found in the body and research ways to create artificial mutant proteins.
Through FSU, we've pursued patenting these, and now we're looking to try to expand the studies to include a bit more detail on the physiological response of these proteins.
The work has enormous potential commercial applications and already has drawn the attention of private companies interested in the results Blaber's lab has achieved.
The response that we'd be looking for is contract research and licensing of the technology. We have two companies that have approached us about this.
Working with a three-year grant from the American Heart Association, Blaber hopes to get one step closer to saving lives with these mutant proteins. But he warns it's still early in the research phase and may be more than 7 years before doctors start prescribing it for patients. This has been FSU Headlines, a production of the Florida State University Communications Group. I'm Molly Smith.